Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Yerushalmi Daf Zayin. And we are on Vav Mabez. We just spoke about a little bit of the Ufas Dal Yuchal Liskon, what cannot be fixed. And we darshaned relating to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the lack of Hashivas of Torah. That is what was mentioned by the Gemara, and it doesn't focus on the big three, but it focuses on that. I just wanted to mentions the Gemara, as we mentioned outside, the Gemara of Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph, where it says, "What is the reason for Davaser Nishal Hachamim Lanaviim Velo Pirshu Hashbirsha Kodesh Baruch Hu Batzmo?" Based on the same pasuk that our Gemara quoted, where the Gemara says, "Amar Abiyudim Arav Shelo Berchu Batora Tchila," that they didn't make Berchas HaTorah, and that's what the Ran quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, who says, "Davaser Nishal Hachamim Shelo Berchu Batora Tchila." Torah wasn't chashiv in their eyes enough to make a bracha on it. Because they weren't osik b'lishma, umitokachay mezalzlin b'berchasa. So much has been written about this Ran in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ran ends off that these are Divrei Chassid veheim na'im v'reuyin l'misha amram. Wow, what a vart, says the Ran. Why wouldn't they say Berachas HaTorah? It wasn't so hard. It's not so hard to say Berachas HaTorah. What was their? It's as if they bedafka didn't say Berachas HaTorah. So various pshatim given. He says it wasn't chashiv in their eyes. Right, the way that the Beis Halevi explains it is based on the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Beis, where the Gemara says that the one only makes a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah, asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. But if it's not gemar mitzvasa, if it's a preparatory stage, like writing a mezuzah or cutting the lula from the tree or baking the matzah, so we don't make a bracha now. That's called a heksher mitzvah. Heksher mitzvah, we don't make a bracha on only the final stage of doing a mitzvah. So if they didn't make a bracha, why not? Because we know that there are two parts of Talmud Torah. This Talmud Torah, Lomar Amanas Lasos. Actually, this is both going to come up today. And Lomar Lishma, Lomar Amanas Lasos, just to know what to do, the mitzvahs, that even women are obligated in. But when the Gemara says women are pterus from Talmud Torah, it just means that they're pater from the second part of Talmud Torah. That's Limud Lishma. Limud every second to be able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand his autobiography, and to be close to him. Right? That's the Limud HaTorah Lishma. And that's separate if a little bit of Maslasos. So that generation is to suggest the Beis Halevi, they only believed in type one, and therefore they didn't make a bracha because they thought it was a hechsher mitzvah. It was a preparatory stage, a little bit of Maslasos. So they weren't machshiv, the limud HaTorah lishma, right? And that's what it means. They didn't, weren't machshiv it, and that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, so that's, again, based on the same pasuk with the Gemara Darshans, here, but a different drasha. A different drasha. So we're up to the second to last line here on Vav Amid Beis. Amar Avchia Barba Osi Azavu. Right, the same pasuk with Arshding now. Osi Azavu. Hashem says Kiilu Halavai. You should have left me Avatra. I would have been Mavatar on that. I would have forgave. Shema as Torasi Shamar. As long as they wouldn't have left my Torah. Shilu Osi Azavu. The Sarasi Shamaru. If they would have left me, but followed my Torah and properly learned my Torah. Hasaor shebahayu makarvenetzli. The saor, the leaven in it, would have brought them close to me. What does that mean? The leaven in it, according to our Girsah, it's saor. The Karbana Eda says, pirish remez lesodos hachachma. The saor, what rises, I guess, in a dough, what causes it to rise, but is not seen, is the yeast. So that's why what causes the Torah to rise behind it are the sodos, which one doesn't see. The Pnei Moshe has a different shot of saor. What does it mean? The saor, it means that Torah is a spice, right? Saor, it's an ingredient. The Klomer HaTorah, she has saor v'tavlin neged yitzahara. It's connected to the Yitzhara, like the Gemara says, a Kedushat Daflam, and Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the Torah is supposed to counteract. The Ilu Lohayu Ozvenas Torah Lagamre. If they wouldn't have left the Torah completely, Kfar Has Sa'orva Tavlin Shal Torah Yom Makarvan Lach Zoretz Li Lavodasi. The Torah would be Machzer them to return to my Avoda. Again, it means that Torah is supposed to shape us. And Torah, if we learn Torah, but we're still in our actions, and still very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not learning his values, so then we're missing a major point. If we learn Torah properly, right, so then it's Hayim Makarven Etzli, Makarven Etzli. There's another gear, so the Karban Eid that says HaMa'or Sheba. Switch the sin to a mim. HaMa'or Sheba, the light of the Torah, Hayim Makarven Etzli would have brought them close to me. So even though Osiya Zavu, that would have only been temporarily. Rav Chuna Amar, Rav Chuna says, related. Lamei Torah shelo lishma, shebitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Learn Torah shelo lishma, even if you're not on the level of ultimate learning what the purpose of learning is. But learn shelo lishma, shebitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. The Rishonim say both the Maseches Tainis, Tosfos and Tainis Daf Zayin, and the Ran here in Chagigah discuss that there are other Gemaras that say that learning Torah shelo lishma is a problem. He shouldn't learn it. Noach shelo, right? Noach shelo. What's the lashon? The Gemara here, the Ran here on Daf Yud Zayin. V'im Tomar Harav Yehuda Gufei Amar Beperakai Yekore Kala Osik Bater Shelo Lishma Noach Lo Shelo Nivra. Better that he wouldn't have been created. Better than learning Shelo Lishma. So what do you mean learning Shelo Lishma? Shvedoch Shelo Lishma Balishma. V'yishlomar Gavni Tuva Ika B'Shelo Lishma. There's different types of Shelo Lishmas. Different types. Dahida Hasam. The one over there that says that you should rather not have been created. You're using Torah to create problems. Ulahis gader. Vekivan, I'm using Torah to know a little bit to be able to rank on the, from the, as an insider. Vekivan shakavanaso, ledvara veira noach lo shalo nivra. Right, if you do that. Or the way Tosva says it. Kadesha yikra rebi o kadesha yichabduhu. Right, totally shalosh reason. I'm learning so I could get a lot of covet. That's a problem. V'ha'avalhacha continues the Ran. Myri she'eno miskavin l'divrei mitzvah, v'lo l'divrei aveira. I don't know if have bad kavanas or perfect kavanas. Let's go on Adam shehu atzel. U'mitoch atzluso eno osa malacha b'yamim she'asher chachamim. Right, that's somebody who's lazy or, other... I'm sorry, I flipped it. I flipped the, I was like, that doesn't make sense. Tosfos and Tainis, I read the first one, it's the opposite, right? When it's a shalom lishma, that's okay. That could lead to the lishma, that's the one, kadesh yikra rebbe. Those are bad kavanas, those are terrible kavanas, right? And that's why that's okay. And why shabin and hacha, kaloshik b'der shalom lishma, nasa lo sam ha-maves, hainu mi shalomi lekanter, right? So this is the same, Tosfos and the Ran are saying the same thing. Okay, that's different types of shelo lishma. What exactly does it mean, lishma? So if you look in a lot of the Sefer of the Nefesh HaChaim is about, if you look in Shaar Dalet, which is all about Talmud Torah, in Parag Gimel, he says, Avala emes ki inyan lishma pirish l'shem ha-Torah. V'inyan kemoshim pirish harash zal, al-maimah rabozabar tzadok, shish asay dvarim l'shem pa'alan, v'daber mehem lishmam. Do things l'shem their pa'alan, the one that created Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Ran say? The Rush say, "I say that l'shem pa'alan l'shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shepa'al hakol l'ma'anehu v'daber b'hem l'shman kol diburach u'masa'acha batal matora yil'shem haTorah kagon leida u'lahavin lahosif lekach u'pilpol v'lo l'kanter u'lahisgaos." Right. So says that's the Rush. So says the Nefesh HaChaim. Dictate Lavar, Shinui Lashono. Rabbalazar, but Saduk Shabasiya Amar, what's the double Lashon? Basiya says Lashem Pa'alan, which is Lashem Hashem. And Bedibur it says Lishman. Lachain, Binyan Asiya appears Lashmo Shalakarish Baruchu, Shapala Kalamaneu. Binyan Limu appears Lashem Matora, Kavanosal Zalmavuar. Kibasiya said Mitzvah Vadish, Shitzvichalis, Lemisavana Mufkar, Bidvekus, Machshava Torah, Shabitahoros, Kvisich Lovasa Gaso, Kadeshi is Kales, Ila'a. A mitzvah is to bring nachas to Hashem, ligrom tikune olamos, v'kochos v'starim al yonim, that's l'shem pa'alam. L'shem pa'alam. But the kavana by learning Torah, avon hagas adam b'shas eisek ha-Torah, skipping a few lines, b'dini ha-mitzvah, still choseyen v'daber imam, b'inyin mitzvah z'choseyi l'shma, l'shem advar Torah, leido l'havin l'hosef lekach u'pilpo, v'chulu. And he quotes the continuation that, right, that's a slight difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Think about the Torah trying to get to the understanding of the Torah, itself. Interesting, our Gemara says, Lamei Torah shelo lishma. There's another chazal, La'olam ya'asok adam b'torah uve mitzvahs shelo lishma. Shibitoch shelo lishma balishma. In the Hakdamah to the Egle Tal, he points out that the Rambam, right, after the first part, which many quotes talk about the hana'a, right? That some people think that getting hana'a and enjoying learning Torah is not the ultimate goal. And the Eglei Tal says, chas v'shalom, for sure it is. It's part of the Iker kavana, that it should be absorbed into your bones to be able to enjoy the Torah that you're learning. Hana'a is a major factor. And then he says, related to that, if you look in the Rambam quotes, the kashalei, b'had the shalol l'shma, mashba ein miskaven l'mitzvah. The Rambam is bothered, says the Eglei Tal, says the Sacher Shaver, because the Rambam paskins mitzvah srichas kavana. So if you learn shalol l'shma, so how does that worth something? Kahad the shafel the niskal of b'psachim, v'hakashali mitzvah srichas kavana. The ein lomar da'af the mitzvah srichas kavana mikomako mitok sha'ose shalol b'kavana yavo lasos b'kavana. It doesn't just mean that you'll get zero for this, but you'll come to do it b'kavana. V'hunami b'chal dvarav shemitok shalol l'shma b'lishma. Lessa, because if you look in the Gemara, Harias Dafyudi quotes, Alom Yasuk Adam, Shibitok Shalolishwa Balashma, Mi Balak, Shabishar Shikr, Membe's Karbanas, Parshas Balak, he gave 42 Karbanas, Zachav Yasid Menorus, Upirshimashab, Sharkarbanos Hayala Atzmo, Lihi Natsel Mi Yisrael, Vudumya Deliknos Shame. Balishma, so that's one of the bad kavanas that we said. Balishma says Zaro Davar Shlomo Hikrivu Lishma. So if he does a Shlomo Lishma, this led to us. Vide Muchach Mizet, the Shlomo Lishma Nami Mitzvahi Be'etzem. The Shlomo Lishma accomplishes something inherently. It's not just to lead to the next. So how could it be learn Torah, do mitzvah Shlomo Lishma, if the Rama Paschas Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? The Alkarcha, Bishol Mitzvah Zu Zocha Lava Lede Lishma. V'chulu. So the question is, but the Rambam only quotes the Olam Yasog Batora Shalol Lishma. He doesn't quote Batora Uva Mitzvos Shalol Lishma. So how does that work? I'm sorry, that was the second part of it. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, here the first part of it, Olam Yasog Adam Batora Shalol Lishma. Ein Lomar Klal Shlo Haya Girsaso Rak Torah. Because looking at Rabbeinu Chananel, he also has the Girsa of Torah and Mitzvos. So it must be because the Rambam says, when there's hana'a that substitutes for kavana. Vanir libedaito. Tini ha-Rambam, hilcha shofar, mitzvah srichas kavana. Af al pi ken kfo v'achal matzah pasak yotze. So he forces matzah down your mouth, yotze. Why? Ran, Rosh Hashanah, debe matzah hari nehene ba'achilaso. You get hana'a. And like he goes to the Gemara, increase the stuff you test. Misasi v'chalom v'arayas. You're still chayef shekein nehene. Hana'a sometimes takes the place of kavana. V'hachanami. The mitzvah by matzah, shenene ba'asiyasa, yotze afilu below kavana. So he says, by Torah also, he goes to Taz, and Yoradei, and Reish Chafalav, dat, the mitzvah's lav lenos ninu, umutur b'mudur hana, eino kein ba'Torah, shemisamechas halev, amagi elo hana, he doesn't quote it, but also the Rav Menahar, in Nidarim, daf memches, says the same thing. So here too, the hana'a will substitute for the kavana. Okay, there's a lot about Shalol Lishma. Let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda, Akshay Roes Hameis, Vasakala, Miskalsin. When Rabbi Yehuda used to see a Levaya or a wedding, when he saw a mace or a kala getting praised, he used to look at his Talmidim and kind of give him the eyes that, you know what, go to the wedding and go to the Levaya. Omer, Maisa called him to the Talmud. You're learning, but you have to stop because Maisa comes first. Maisa takes precedence. Ninra Balias Beis Arim, Hatama called him to Maisa, but they had a vote, the opposite. Then an opposite, as we'll see, if someone else could do the Maisa equally, so then the Talmud comes first. Rabbi Yevo Avi B'Kesarin. Mother Rabbi Yevo was in Kesaria Shachla, Rabbi Chanina Brei, Mizaki B'Tveria. He sent his son, Rabbi Chanina, to go learn in Tveria by Rabbi Yochanan. Shalchin V'Amrunle, and they sent him a message, Gamalu Chesed. He's learning, but also he's taken out time to do Chesed, to be Kover Mason. Right? It's part of the Chever Kadisha. Shalah Kasavle, so he sends a little tongue-in-cheek message. Right now, it's your time to learn. Hamibli and Kavaran b'Kesaran shalachticha l'Tveria. Right, a play on words from the Torah. There aren't enough Kfaris in Kesaran. I sent you to learn there. Kfar nimno ba'aliyas beis aron b'lud ha'tamud kodim l'maisa. So he was upset that his son was taking out time. We'll get back to that. Rabbanan the Kesaran Amrin, the Gemara just adds, hadadat amar b'sheisha mishiyasa. It's only if, again, somebody else, there's enough for them to... enough people to do it, and you can stay learning. Avalam ein shamisha yase, but clear, so nobody else could do it. So then, you have to stop learning. Hamaisa kodim l'talmud, then the maisa comes before the Talmud, and one has to stop and go do the mitzvah. And that is a huge topic of osig batorah, generally, Meiri says beferish, and it sounds like we're from the Gemara, that Osik Batorah is not Pater Min HaMitzvah. Right? You have to stop learning to do the mitzvah. Right? And that's what the Gemara seems to say. And again, the Rishonim seem to understand that. The problem is the Rambam. We've had Shi'urim in the past about the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Sugya and understands we have the concept of Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, but in Hilchas Ishus, when it comes to marriage, he flips it. Comes to marriage. He says, Ha'ish mitzuv ha'piri v'rivya v'lo ha'isha. We know that a man is mitzuv ha'piri v'rivya. Me'em asai ha'ish l'chai b'mitzvah zu, b'yon shvasre, v'chul, he gives an age. V'maya osik b'torah, v'tarid ba. If he's osik b'torah and involved in it, v'haya misyare, milisa isha, k'dei shalo yitzrach b'mizonos. He doesn't want to get married yet, because he doesn't want to have to support a family yet. V'yavatal min ha'torah, harei zeh mutter l'his achir. So then, a person is allowed to delay in that case. Why? He quotes Osik B'mitzvah. The Gemara seems to say that it does not apply to Talmud Torah. So what do you mean Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah? That doesn't apply. And the Rambam ends off with four words, V'kol Shekein B'Talmud Torah. It applies to, surely, Kol Shekein. So this is a much discussed Rambam. How can the Rambam apply Osik B'mitzvah where it seems like it does not, and it's not like Efshar Yidei Acherim, right? By pushing it off, nobody else could do the mitzvah puravu. It's not a mitzvah that you could do with a shliach, right? So how can the Rambam apply Osik B'mitzvah to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So a number of Mefarshim, Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein also has an article about this where he discusses, it does apply, Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, applies to, meaning fundamentally, it applies to Talmud Torah also, just like other mitzvahs. Osik b'mitzvah, osik b'torah, patam and other mitzvahs. But it's only if your Torah is defined as lumo damanas lasos. That's the definition of Talmud Torah. That's boli de maisa. So if you don't stop to do the other mitzvah, then your Torah is warped, and this Torah is stained, and memela, you don't apply, you're not being osik b'torah. So you don't apply Osik B'mitzvah. It's only if Efshar Yidei Acherim, then you're not stopping, doesn't undermine your definition of learning. And therefore you keep learning. Okay, you keep learning. Not getting married and pushing off marriage a little bit is not a violation of undermining your Osik B'Torah. That doesn't mean Limon HaManas Lasos. You're delaying in order to get married at a later date. So that's why fundamentally, not like the Meiri says, explaining the Gemara of Efshar and Efshar, Efshar Yefshar Lasos Eichir. But he says it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. The Rambam says it does apply to Talmud Torah. But it has to be defined as Torah. Okay. That's a big topic. Dolma, again, the leading word to a story. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Anmi, An in Maisi Lagabi Rabbi Lazar. They were late one time coming to Rabbi Lazar. Amalon in Havesan Yomadei, where were you? Amrin Le, Gamal Chesed. We were busy, being Gova Chesed. We were busy at a, that's the way that the Rishabi said they were at a Levaya. They were doing Kvura. That's the ultimate Gemilas Chesed, right? A Chesed Shal Emes. Amar Lon, V'lavi Taman Charanin, there were other people that could take care of it. You could have come to Shir. Amar Le, Mager Have. He was Mager. What's Mager? Tupshatim, either he was a Ger, right? The Karbata Eita says he was a Ger. He didn't have too many relatives. And he was, scared from some other place. Ger Haya, Beres Nachriya, Velohaya Lakrovim, She's Askuba. So we had to take part in it. The other Pshat is Ger from the word neighbor. Right, if he was a neighbor, Shachin Shalahem, says the Pnei Moshe. So it was appropriate for us to be there. Mishchenta umigaras besa. It was appropriate for us to be there. Good. Says the next Mishnah, Allah Chachas. Heter Nedar Baruchin Ba'avir. So the Gemara says, because this is going to relate to, as we will see, Chagigos and Avodos, that's why this is here. There are some halachas that are not mentioned in Torah Shebechsav, and we know it's all Torah Shebal Peh. So Hetem Nedarim Parchem Avir, Hetem Nedarim, to be a Rav, to be Mater and Neder, is flying in the air, meaning it's Ve'en Lehem HaMashi Yismocho, there's no psukim that explain it. Hafaras Nedarim, for the husband and the father, that's psukim at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. But the Hataras Nedarim by a Rav, so that is not based on psukim. Elam HaMashi Yismocho, Hilcha Shabbos Chagigos, Umi'ilos, the halachas of Shabbos, Chagigos, there it is. Me'ilos, the Isra Me'ila, illegally benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Kahara Matzli Besara. There's a little bit in the Torah, talks about the Asha Me'ilos, talks about Chagiga, it mentions the Zamachta Bechagecha, the Chagosem, which Pashup Shat means the Yantif, but we have another level of interpretation that it means the carbon chagiga, right? Chag asukas ta'ase lecha. Remember, we compare the chagiga and the sukkah. Kachal shem shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shemayim ala sukkah. So all of these have some sukkim, but it's like a mountain that's totally on a little hair, right? Sin and samach switch. Mikra memuat v'alachas merubot. There's a few psukim and many alachas. What is it? Shabbos. It says, don't do malacha. It says that numerous times in the Torah, but it doesn't explain anything more than that. So there's a tremendous amount of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh. Hadinim v'ha'avodos ha'taras v'tameos. Then you have other halachas like Dinim Amenis and Avoda, Tumah V'tara, v'harayis, yesh lo amashi yismochu. Then there's a lot to be somechan v'heinin gufei Torah. They are gufei Torah. What's hein, v'hein, hein? The carbon aid has the girsa of hein, v'hein. These and these, or hein, hein, taking out the vav, both are gufei Torah, says the carbon aid, shekulan emes. They are all emes. They are all gufei, they are all gufei Torah. Right? It's interesting that there's some re in Torah shebechsav and some re in Torah shu'al peh. We mentioned the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach has a fascinating machlokas. You can't believe there is such a machlokas. But the Gemara there has a machlokas about which is the larger section of Torah. Torah shebichsav or Torah shebal peh. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Torah, this is in the Bavli, Torah rov bichsav umiyad al peh. That's Rebbe Lazar. We had this a couple of days ago. We dashed in the psukim too. Shenamar echtov lo rubi tarasi kvozer nachshavu. Echtov lo rubi tarasi. Most is Torah shebichsav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rov al peh umid bichsav. Rabbi Yochanan says no, Rov is bal peh and only mid is bichsav. Shneva ki al pi advarim ha'ilat. So what's that machlokas about? How can you say that Rov is bichsav? So you have to explain. The Achronim explain. I think it's the Bersheva explains that the ikar part of the largest section of Torah is the drushes Chazal, the drushes that we have based on the pesukim of the Torah, but we darshan. So the question is, what is that considered? Is that considered a Torah Shebichsav because it's based on expanding and understanding the Torah Shebichsav, or Torah, right? Or is it called Torah Shebal Peh because it's not explicit? Torah Shebal Peh, mamish, that's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, no remuzim in the Torah, right? The dinim derabbanon, that's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is mamish, what's written in the Torah, but that whole middle section, that is what's not, that's what's not clear. And that's why it's machlokas about it. Tani, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yesh lo mamish yismochu. Rabbi Eliezer says no. There is, we said Hataras Adarim has no psukim. It has a remez, right? It has a remez here. Nishbati va'akayema, right? The pasuk says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, I swore and I fulfilled. Pamim she'edim esek mekayim. So mashba that he swore and he fulfilled now, but there are times that he doesn't fulfill, right? How? If there was a Hataras Adarim. Rabbi Shua Omer, Yeshua Mashiach Boko, a different shot. Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem nishbati v'yapi, Hashem swore in his anger that we're not going into Eretz Yisrael by the Dor HaMidbar. Shur nishbati v'yapi. Ba'api nishbati. It sounds like I swore in my anger. In my anger I swore, chozer ani bi. Because I swore in my anger, I would be able to go back. Right? The Korban Eidah. B'tekamer ba'api mashba sheyachol lishol olav. I swore in my anger. Mashba, that's a reason to try to undo it. Lefisha machbas apo haisa hashvua. Right, mach was the anger. Yesh lomo mikan shamosi pesach lenidro lomar lo ladaski nadarti. It's an example of a pesach. Oh, you were angry at the time, and you you know, if you would have been in a different state of das, you wouldn't have taken the shvuah. Oh. Interesting. This is part of the psukim that we sing on Friday night. Sometimes we sing things in davening and we have no idea what we're singing, and the psukim aren't so pleasant, so to speak. Right, Hashem swore that we're never going into Eretz Yisrael. We're all very excited and happy about that pasuk, the beginning of Shabbos. We just don't think about it. Again, it's fine, we can sing, but to realize that the pasuk itself is, it doesn't put us in such a great light. Taman Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah Nedarim. Abar Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim, Perak Arba Nedarim. Right, we learned four Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim. The Rabbanan were Matir. So, sounds like only four there's matir. Says I'm v'chol nedarim lo chachamim heim shehim matirin. Right, other nedarim the chachamim aren't matir. Ksiv vayidaber Moshe al Rashi Amatos levnei Yisrael. Right, the Moshe speaks to the Rashi Amatos. Unusually, usually just speaks to Bnei Yisrael. Here, why does he speak to the Rashi Amatos to Bnei Yisrael? Tala parsha b'Rashi Amatos. He was told of the parsha for the heads of the tribes, the chachamim shehim matirin lanas in nedarim, that they can be matir neder all nedarim, not just these four nedarim. These four nedarim. Says the Gemara, also Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel k'siv lo yachel dvaro. Hu eino mochel dvaro, acher hu osha osa dvaro chulin. He can't be mochel. He can't undo his words, but somebody else can. That's chacham, that's matur neder. So the Gemara doesn't answer the question from the Mishnah Nedarim of only those four. It's all Nedarim. But the Bavli answers that, no, those four are automatically. Right, the ones that are Nidre, own sin Nidre, they're listed there. Those four are, you don't even need a Rav to be out of the Neder. So it's, they're Memela, Hutar, so the Bavli says. Period. Rav Ziri, Rav Yehuda, Rimia Bar Abba, B'Shem Shmuel, Shlosha, She Yodim, Liftoach, Adin Avav. Three people that know how to open up, literally to find a Pesach, to find backgrounds in your history that, oh, if you would have known this, a Pesach, so you wouldn't have wanted to take the Nether, Matir and Kazakin, right? So then you're Matir, just like a Zakin, just like one of the Yachin Mumche, so to speak. You could have three people. Right? There's a difference between Pesach and Charata. Charata is simpler. Charata is just, oh, you regret it. You regret it. That doesn't need such depth thinking. But Pesach needs a little more thinking. So as long as they know, Shlosh Hashin Yodin, if they know, they have some type of basis of knowledge, so they can be matter. Savar Meimer Makam Shein Zakin. They thought that this is only if there's no Zakin, then you can use these three. Rabbanan Tekei Sarah Naman, if you Makam Shein Zakin, even if there is a Zakin, the three people can be matir neder. Right? We're familiar with the Taras Adarim from the era of Rosh Hashanah, and we have three. There has to be a basic knowledge. If you look in the Chachmas Adam, in Klal Kuf, in Shar Iser Veheter, Ein Matirin Aneder Bizman Azeh Pachos Bishlosha B'dei Adam. V'lo Yihu Amei Ha'aretz. They shouldn't be totally Amei Ha'aretz. Ela Shem Mevinim Im Lomdim Imahem Halachas. They could understand if you learn with them. Aval Pishenim Yechom Lumam Ba'atzmam. Even if they couldn't figure it out themselves and learn the Halachas by themselves, if you could teach them and they could be understand, they're good enough. V'yav She'enim Mevinim Heitev. Kivin Shal Kalpanim Mevinim Ksas. Good enough. The gamshi you yodim liftoach pesach lecharata. The shema yavo lefneim neder shesorach pesach velosagi becharata lechud. Like I said, charata is easier, but they should know how to deal even with pesach. V'imloi dibber fnei shlosha afilu hoya echad o shnayim chacham gedolim ein patarasam klum v'cholu. Says the Gemara. Amrin kumi Reb Yosa. So we take the girsa of the Pnei Moshe here. We add in a line. They said in front of Reb Yosa, Rav Huna Shari Nidrin. They said that Rav Huna was Matar Neder. Rav Zera Boy Kumi Rav Yosa. Rav Huna Rashi Amatas. It says Rashi Amatas, the heads of the tribes. Is he in that category? A little strange story here that he wonders, is he on that stature? Rav Huna Rashi Amatas. And he answers, Amalei. Unless Rav Huna Rashi Amatas, if he's not great enough, Maninin Rashi Amatas. Who's going to be great enough? He's the God Ladar. Rav Huna Rashi, Rosh the Rashi Amatas. He's amazing. So, as usual, what was the question exactly? Maybe, was it a personal? He didn't think he was on that level, or maybe he thought nobody in the generation is on the level? Okay. Ma'olim nozakin al-madram yechidim. Once we're talking about Rashi Amatos and Rabbanim, can one, we know there's a concept of smicha, going back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu, can one be memane zakenim for certain areas of halacha? Certain areas of halacha? Karban Eda, could go on lahatir b'choris levad. Remember the Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin. In the Bavli, to be matir b'choras, to decide whether a b'chor, a mum on a b'chor is a mum kavua, so it loses its kedusha, right? V'lo ladin, dine mamanis, ola hefech, or dine mamanis, not to do matir b'choras, v'chein shar dvarim yuchadim. Can you give smicha for a specific area? So reshbinim and adal, let's learn it from the following. Rav maniti Rebbe lahatir nedarim. Yeah, Rav gave smicha to Rebbe to be matir nedarim, right? That's why this is here. V'liros ksamim, and tolti ksamim, again in the days of old. Whether when they were mechalik between different types of reds within ksamim, so we don't do that nowadays. Any red is a problem, but in those days mindadamech. And once, so Rav gave Rebbe certain Rav got smicha from Rebbe for certain things. So mindadamech, when Rebbe died, ba gabi breg mube becharas. Rav wanted to expand his smicha. He went to Rebbe's son Rebbe Gamliel. Could you give me smicha for mate becharas? Amar lo any most of the chal mashenas on the chaba. Sorry, I can't do more than what my father did. Give to what my father did. The Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin discusses different reasons, not because he wasn't an expert. He spent a year and a half on a farm learning the, it was because maybe he wanted to give kavod to another Rav, or maybe he wanted to, because he was such a bucky, like the Gemara says by Rabbi Meir, he was such a bucky, he would be misunderstood. So maybe that's another reason. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Buddha, similar reason. Kule Yavle, no, Rebbe gave Rav smich in all areas. Ladin Yechidi, Lahatir Nadar, Valiros Ksamin, Valiros Mumin Shebegali, but only part movement shebegali, more obvious movement of a bechar. Min d'damecha, once Rebbe died, bo agabe brei movement shebeseser, he wanted even the more difficult, challenging movement to be able to be matir, and amarle, that's what he said. Eini mosel lecha, mashenasel lecha abba. But you see from this whole story that you could be mane for certain areas. Avagav das amar memane lezakenim ledvar miyachidim, but even though this is true, you could appoint for certain areas, vushehi roi lechal advar. But he has to potentially be ra'ui for all areas. He has to be a bakiyin in other areas of hora'ah as well. You can't just be totally not knowledgeable in those. Kadar, Reb Shimon ben Levi, mani lechol tamidoi. Reb Shimon ben Levi used to give smicha to all of his talmidim. Used to give a lot. V'amitzdar achad, but one of them he couldn't. Tahavi bachi be'enoi. He was blind in one eye. And v'lohavi yachal neminte. He couldn't appoint him. Why? Because somebody who's blind in one eye cannot be a dayan for chalitza. For chalitza. And therefore, he was upset. He couldn't appoint him for anything because he couldn't do for chalitza. V'yibnei l'dvarim yechidim, right? Why didn't he appoint him for other areas? So hadamra, that's what we learned. Haroi l'chol advarim, roi l'davar echad, shenir roi l'chol advarim, afil l'davar echad, eino roi. So you could appoint for one area of halacha. Now the Gemara also says, why was this here? Because that one of the powers was to be matir nedarim yechidi, which is what the Mishnah spoke about. Malo matos zakenim liyamim. What about temporary smicha? Only for a certain amount of time? That also is allowed. Nishbina menadah, Reb Chiya barba, also lagabe Reb Elazar, Amarle, pious lily Reb Yudin Nesiah, could you please speak to Reb Yudin Nesiah, tiyuchtav licha de igra de eiker, he can write me a haskama, write me a letter of approbation that I'm going and people will see that, he's machshav me. Nefek le panasasi, the ara le baryasa. I have to go out to get a parnasa, I love a letter of recommendation. Paisei, so he did, v'kasav le, in the letter it said, harishilachnu aleichem, adam gadol shluchenu, v'chayotze banu, we send you an amazing person, so give him kavod. Achu magi etzleinu, until he comes back to us. Until he comes back to us. So again, you see it's somewhat temporary. Reb Chizki, Reb Destoy, Barabi Abba, Barzimna. You know, we'll stop there, because there's something to say on the next story. But you see this temporary, the Raman Paskins like all these Gemaras. The Raman Paskins in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perigdal, the Paskins like all these Gemaras of temporary and Lidvarim Miyuchadim. Okay, we'll stop here.